We go through from one weather disaster to another, don't we?
Seriously.
Is that our show now? Is that what we do?
It's insult to fucking injury.
Jesus
so
Christ.
So what is a nor'easter?
It's basically a wintertime hurricane off the coast.
Freaking hell.
A winter king.
Yeah, this one isn't quite that bad, though. It didn't get as bad as they thought it was going to, I don't think.
No, but it was still...
But still, really, it's inconvenient.
Yeah, this is more inconvenient than bad. It didn't get... They thought there was going to be... They were predicting like 60-mile-an-hour winds along the coast again.
Okay.
Wow.
But thankfully, so, that did not happen.
What about power outages? What's the number?
Oh, God. I think in Jersey it was still about 400,000, but all that's pretty much north. It's weird. Like, in Jersey, it's pretty much the tale of two states. If like, north of Trenton, they're, like, gas rationing and things like that because of power outages. And down here, it's, like, nothing happened, except for along the shoreline, of course. But
yeah, of course.
But it's, like, I mean, seriously, like, if once you get off the Barrier Islands, it's, like, nothing happened. But up north, it's a completely different story. And I don't know. Long Island are still having power issues, right?
Yeah, there's still a lot. I mean, luckily, I have it back now. I was out without power for like 6 days, which sucked.
Nuts.
It was awful.
I felt so bad for you when we recorded last time. And I just thought, oh, God, now Rob's going to have to leave Colty's nice warm house and go home. Oh, that's so horrible.
Aww. But you know what? It was kind of nice to... You know, he was supposed to go back that Monday, and he was there till Friday because of the storm. So I don't know. It was nice to be able to spend a little extra time with him.
Yeah. Well, that is certainly finding the silver lining. Good for you.
Yes.
That's a good point.
So Stephanie is here with us today. Stephanie Smith is here. Hi, Steph.
Hi. Thanks
to the Chatterbox.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for accommodating my schedule.
Oh, no. It's a pleasure to have you here.
We like to come in any schedule. We like to get it in our box whenever we can. So.
Very true. We're very flexible.
We are flexible in our box.
Very loose, very flexible.
We have a loose box.
Aw. What episode are we on? 9? 10?
I don't know.
10.
10.
Woohoo! Happy 10th episode, everybody.
Yeah, that's an accomplishment.
There you go.
Wow. So... So like I'm having no, it wasn't about that. Sorry, I'm uploading.
Okay.
I'm
downloading a little bit of effort today.
I'm downloading the voicemail, you know, that's in the email.
Yeah.
And like I don't know, for some reason the Wi-Fi is like crapping out on my phone.
Oh, that's really weird.
Yeah, it's not like it's like downloading super duper slow. So I'm shutting off the Wi-Fi and see how fast it goes with 4G.
Did you get the update the other day? My phone is acting weird since the update.
I haven't updated it yet, and it's been acting weird before the update. Yeah, I didn't update to the latest OS yet. So, but 4G is working way faster than my Wi-Fi, which is working fine on my computer. So I don't know.
Odd.
Yeah,
you might be holding it the wrong way, man.
Yeah, I'm holding it over the antenna or something. But yeah, I
think
know.
At this point, let's just blame Mother Nature.
Well, you know what? My screen's been really unresponsive at times and like freezing up. It's been weird. So I may update it in the next day or so. I just noticed that popped up there, though.
Yeah. All right. Well, you got to get up super early in the morning. So let's get this show on the road.
Sure.
What do we got to talk about? What do we got to talk about? When we're not talking about, let's skip that.
Yeah. What? Yes.
Oh, yeah, no.
We're not going to talk about that big thing that happened in America.
Oh, talking about it. Sorry. Okay, yeah. Movies.
Woo!
Somebody's written Disney Lucas films here.
That we talked about, right?
Yeah, we talked about that last week, right?
Yeah.
I'm loving all the fan art coming out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Go ahead, Rob.
There's a video of like all these Disney princesses welcoming Princess Leia into the Disney princess family.
I've seen Leia in a Disney princess dress, which is
Oh, really?
Drawn into a Disney, like with birds flying around and stuff.
That's a neat idea.
I've seen Darth Vader with Mickey Mouse ears.
Yeah, that's been around for a while, I think.
Yeah, well, they've had
because Disney, they have, yeah, tight connection.
They always have a tight connection already, like, you know, so.
I like the one with Luke walking home and the moon's in the background. It's got Mickey Mouse ears on it. That one was good.
That was definitely a good one.
I like the three Death Stars that are like in Mickey's.
Oh, I didn't see that one yet.
I haven't seen that one.
I need to see that one.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the official video? It's put out by Disney Parks, and it's like Darth Vader at Disneyland.
Oh, no.
All the rides and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like an official video. You should check it out.
Are they going to start making commercials where, you know, when Luke wins a battle, he says, I'm going to go to Disneyland?
Oh. Well, I guess we'll see like a more expansive Star Wars weekends and stuff.
That would be cool.
Yeah, because now it's pretty much limited. Well, I'm sure it'll still be limited to the studios, but I bet we'll see a little. It'll be expanded even a little further.
Yeah.
Beyond the tent behind Tower of Terror, which is the where you can buy stuff.
And just a quick update while we're on the subject. So apparently. Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, and Harrison Ford are all open to the idea of reprising their roles. So,
I can't imagine why. Money is a great motivator. You know, just please do not put Carrie Fisher back in that bikini. That's all I ask.
God. Yeah, no. Yeah, let's not. She's not. Oh no, that was Margot Kidder. Never mind.
Yeah, no.
I was confusing my late 70s. Star actresses from
She's old.
Carrie Fisher and William Shatner are having this ongoing like YouTube debate thing, and half the time you can't tell which one is which. So
nice.
Oh, that was just me.
Oh.
All right, who saw Argo?
I did.
Rob, you saw Argo?
Yeah. What'd
you
think?
Oh yeah, right. Steph saw it too. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it. Awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I thought it was fantastic. Like, wow. It's the story of God, I don't want to recap it. It was good. Like he's a really, really good director. He being
Ben Affleck
is what I meant to say. Ben Affleck, man, he all his films that he's directed have been great. Like Gone Baby Gone was awesome. What else did he do? He did the Town, right? Mm-hmm. He's a good director. This movie was great. I mean, he was also in this movie. It was a really great story. Like great, like, you know, I don't know. It was just really well done.
Did he play a very prominent role in it?
Yeah. He was the guy that, that got the people who were stuck in Iran. He got them out. So he was, you know, he had to get in and then put up the whole guy. He came up with the idea of putting up the guys of creating a science fiction film. So basically to get these people out, he was going to go in. They were all going to be a crew and then they were going to fly out. So it's a basic idea.
I think I would have rather his part be a more minor part than ultimately what the character ends up being in the movie, you know, just seems a little, I'm the director, so I'm going to have the best part.
And star. And
yeah.
And the head writer.
Me.
I get that, but.
But it was a very tense thriller. I mean.
Yeah.
Ugh. Edge of your seat.
So how many glasses of wine would you give it?
Zero.
Wow.
Awesome.
No, you don't want to be
numbed in any way.
Anyway, to watch this, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. What about you, Rob? How many glasses of wine would you give that movie?
I would say maybe a half a glass, just
to relax.
Just for fun. Just to relax and enjoy. But But yeah, you don't want to, you know, be inhibited by anything. So.
Okay. Nice. Okay, we'll have to check that one out when it comes to a TV near me. Man with the Iron Fist.
Is this the RZA movie?
Yes, okay. This is the RZA movie.
All right.
So, I actually wanted to go see that horror movie Sinister.
Oh.
But it wasn't showing around me. So, instead, went to see Man with the Iron Fists.
How bad was it?
Well, here's the thing. It was like bad because it was bad in the way where it's like it's supposed to be.
Okay. Right? B-movie.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's like kind of like your
like Kung Fu Hustle style, maybe.
It's not a comedy. Okay. It's not to be a comedy, but it's got that like it knows.
It's Kung aware. Fu,
kind of cheesy, and it kind of plays on that a little bit without being like over the top or intending to be funny.
Okay.
But like, just for example, like, you know, when some of, and here's another case where RZA is, he's the director, the co-writer, and the star of the movie. So, of course he has the best part, and has the hot girl and everything.
Yeah.
But, so like when like someone talks, you know, in it kind of like is almost like they're being dubbed, but they're not being dubbed. You know, like it's a very like
just to give it that look.
Yeah, it's just like the accents are like very pronounced, and like it was almost some parts reminded me of like almost like a live action anime.
Huh.
Kind of. Just because it was just like over the top, and the fighting was over the top, and it was interesting. I gotta say it was a fun movie. It wasn't a great movie, but it was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, I think that's all you really want from.
Yeah,
something like that, you know.
I would say this is I wouldn't rush out to the theater to see it, but this is totally worth like a rental or, you know, or a watch when it comes out.
How many glasses of wine would you give it?
This is tough because I feel like maybe two just to enjoy it a little more.
Because that's like 8 out of 10 you're giving it then.
Yeah,
you know, like 8 out of 10.
For that style movie, yeah.
Really, yeah, for that style. I mean, it's hard to judge because it's like with movies in general, it would be less of a score, but yeah. As of, it is what it is. Like if you go to see a Kung Fu movie, you know what you're getting.
Right.
Yeah.
So in among Kung Fu movies, it's pretty good.
It's been a while since there's been a Kung Fu movie like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is a RZA?
Oh, RZA is from Wu-Tang Clan.
He's a rapper.
RZA is his name. Well, not technically his name, but whatever.
See, I'm very confused. I think RZA is someone else. And then, I don't know.
Well, there's RZA, GZA.
Right.
Ghostface Killah.
Terrifying.
Method Man. Old Dirty Bastard who's dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is foreign to me.
Yes, exactly.
Baby, I got your money. Don't you worry. Hey.
I love that.
I have no idea. I'm not familiar.
Also, I believe he went by Big Baby Jesus at one point.
Oh, God.
No, he did. Yeah, no, he did. Yeah.
Nice. So, that's terrifying.
There's some Wu-Tang history for you all.
Excellent. We're not even in the movie section. Okay, I saw Underworld Awakening. Yeah, it was okay. I gave
it 5. Is this like the 8th one or something?
Yeah, something like that. I think it's the 4th.
Is it?
The last one didn't even have Kate Beckinsale in it.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it was fine. Apparently humans figured out about the vampires and the lichens, and they go about trying to destroy them both. And this one is her and... her, you know, she wakes up and she's been asleep for a long time. It was kind of boring. I don't know. It wasn't as good as the first one was, that's for sure.
Yeah, I really liked the first one. Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. And I really have, I've kind of enjoyed this series over the last while, but I don't know.
I think I only saw the first two. I don't think I saw beyond that.
Well, I don't remember the end, so that should tell you.
Oh, wow.
And maybe because it took 5 glasses of wine to get through it.
Really stuck.
Okay. I did not drink 5 glasses of wine.
See, I get these movies mixed up with the Mila
Jovovich. What are they? What ones are those? The
Resident Evil.
Resident Evil.
Yeah, because that's what I thought you were talking about.
There's been a lot of those.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah.
Wasn't it just the 7th? Is it the 7th one that just came out?
Something crazy like that, yeah. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, and I saw The Last Hour of Prometheus, because we were sitting in here talking about how I had not seen Prometheus, and apparently Dave was watching it in the other room. I was like, you cannot watch Prometheus without me. What are you doing?
So you watched The Last Hour
of it. So I watched The Last Hour of it, and that...
You probably were very confused.
I just think that Damon Lindelof, you know, he's got a lot of questions about God, I think. You know, just saying.
I think that's his thing.
I think that's kind of his thing.
I think he's got a lot of questions about a lot of things.
Not a lot of answers, though.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
He is entertaining on Twitter, though.
Oh, bless his heart. I really feel sorry for him.
Yeah,
he puts himself out there, for sure.
Yeah.
The stuff people say on Twitter is shocking to me sometimes.
The stuff people say on the internet is shocking.
Yes.
Yeah. The trolls on Twitter are hilarious to me because they engage them. You know, the celebrities will engage them, and then you go and look at the account, and the person has 2 followers, and they've sent out 4 tweets, all of them to celebrities. You know, and you're like, why don't you respond to your loyal fans that follow you and tweet you all the time how much they love you, but you're going to waste your energy on this doofus that probably has 50 of these accounts, and this is what he does for a hobby, you know? It's unbelievable to me, the amount of time wasted. Anyway, that's my Twitter rant for the day.
Okay. Hey, I love Twitter today.
Oh.
I missed it most of the day because it was snowing.
Yeah. I was a little bit shocked about Facebook and the way people speak to each other. I mean, why are you calling yourself a friend and then speaking to people the way you're speaking to them?
Yeah, right?
It's just shocking.
I don't get it.
Oh, I missed a lot of that.
Well, and the thing that I find interesting is this is a real cultural phenomenon because we didn't have all this social interaction with each other like we do for the last, you know, for big public events that happen in the world. And now maybe we get to know each other too well. You know?
Yeah, and we say things to each other online that we wouldn't say to each other's face.
Yeah. But I can understand saying stuff online to strangers because you're just in the mood to be a jerk or whatever. I can understand that. But to people you know and are your friends and family, which are generally the people on Facebook, is stunning to me.
Yeah.
Like, how's your next family reunion going to go? You know?
Yeah.
But then there's also a lot of passive aggressiveness.
Yes.
I'm sick of all this racial remarks on Facebook, and you know who you are. Yeah. I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah, I've seen some of those around. Yeah.
Oh, this is my favorite. I don't usually post things like this, but...
Yeah.
If I had a dime for every time I've read that on Facebook.
Yeah. A friend
of mine's wife is always getting into crap. Like, not intentionally, but always just like saying the wrong thing. It's not like political or racial things or anything like that. It's just like normal BS. Like after the hurricane, asking about trick or treating. You know, she lives like, I don't know, a couple miles from the beach. You know, it's not like they live thousands of miles away. But she gets, like, the way she puts things or, you know, it just turns into these ridiculous battles. And I'm like, how do you always find yourself in the middle of this? How can you always possibly state something the wrong way?
I think there are a lot of bored people out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A coworker of mine, his wife, she's a big Facebooker. And she had tried to be my friend for a while, and I'd decline her. And finally, I accepted her, and she was so through. And I was really worried because, you know, just through the grapevine, I've heard how she is. She's just very confrontational and whatever. And so I was really worried that she was just trying to, I don't know, you know. But she was very thrilled. He said that I accepted her request.
Honestly, if I have to be concerned about the reaction of people that I, that, you know, like I have to monitor what I say, which I don't do very well. Clearly, anybody that knows me knows I do not edit myself very well. I just don't have a lot of patience for that. So, like, I had a run-in with a guy who was someone I'd gone to junior high school with, and his opinions were just disgusting to me. And we got into a little bit of a battle, and then he started to threaten me personally through direct messaging.
Wow.
Yeah, like, jeez. He was like kind of guy who has a gun rack in his car kind of thing. And he was a bit concerning. And my only alternative at that point was to block him. I mean, I don't know really what else to do. What are you going to do, right? But he was just nuts. And it was over a complete, disagreement about opinion, which everyone, as far as I'm concerned, is still entitled to, last time I checked. And he didn't agree with that. He thought that his opinion was correct and I was just a dumb fucking bitch for having a different one. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah, and this was like some guy I hadn't seen since I was 14 years old. So after that experience, I went through and I unfriended 90% of the people I went to school with because I thought why do these people need to know my business?
Yeah.
I don't need to know theirs.
Yeah. No. If you haven't talked to them in so long, why do you need to talk to them on?
Yeah.
I discovered today that when somebody is asking about somebody's view, you know, somebody from the opposite view of theirs, when they want to hear from you, they really don't.
No.
Yeah, no.
People don't want to hear your opinion. They want to be able to change your opinion to theirs.
Or they want to agree. They want to hear opinions that agree with theirs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, definitely. Okay. Well, we veered off. What about Neil Gaiman?
This isn't even a movie.
Down a completely different path.
Yeah, I stuck this in the wrong spot. It's TV news, but whatever.
Does anyone else have any movies? Any other movie?
I have a movie.
Ooh. Okay. Oh, Norwegian movie, right?
It's a Norwegian movie. Ah. It's brand new. It's called Turn Me On, Damn It.
Ooh.
And the only reason I know about this movie is because Ina from Norway was showing me that it was being banned at a local film festival not too long ago. That a church was, complaining about it. So,
wow, even in Norway they have those issues, huh?
No, it was here.
Oh, here. Oh, gee, I was like, that's here.
I'm sorry. So I love controversial movies. The more controversial, the better. If it's a challenge to watch, I am just up for it. So it's a rom-com. It really is. It's a romantic comedy about a teenage girl who's sexually frustrated.
Hmm. Interesting.
And I can see why the people in Tuscaloosa, Alabama considers it pornography, but I thought it was adorable.
Interesting. Hmm. Well, there you go.
Look at it.
Yeah, I guess, I guess it's hard to portray teenage sexuality. I think is that kind of what the issue was with people? Or hard for people to accept watching it, I think.
Like people just they can't deal with it. Like they just don't want to.
Because even in Moonrise Kingdom, there was
I
know parts made some people uncomfortable. You know, I mean I thought it was really well done, but I know some parts of it made people uncomfortable.
Yeah, I see that's weird. I mean, like I know what part you're talking about. I think, but it wasn't that bad, really. It was just kids being kids.
Exactly. I think
it's not like they were like screwing or anything.
I gotta stop saying that. And
exactly.
Oh my god. I hate you, Tim. I hate you so much. I never noticed it. Now I have noticed it every time I say it. Yeah, I guess people have a hard time accepting watching, adolescent sexuality, which is real anyway. I mean, if you're portraying a realistic movie, I think it's fine, or even like a fanciful realistic movie like the other one. But I'm not sure how I guess Turn Me On, Damn It is more straight rom-com style-ish.
Not really, not like rom-com, like
not like
think
ours
about.
But like it's not like fanciful or anything like that.
No, okay. It's grounded in reality. Yeah,
so I don't have an issue with it in something like that. I guess it would be different if it was more, I don't know. I'm going to sound like I'm 90. Tarted up.
Exploit.
Does that tickle your
fancy?
Yeah,
exploitative. Yeah, exactly. That's better than tart it up.
When I see a young girl tart it up, it tickles my fancy.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm gonna blame it. I'm gonna blame it on being tired and not being really old. But
okay, I'm on the web page for that stuff, so I'll check that out. Okay, movie TV news.
Oh yeah, there's one last movie news which I'm excited about. They're making a Muppet sequel.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Yeah, and Brett McKenzie, who wrote the songs for the first Muppets, is back to write more songs. Awesome. And shooting begins in London in January. I'm excited. I really like the Muppets a lot.
I figured it out, Rob. I watched it again, and I figured it out.
Did you get it? You got it this time?
No, I got what bothered me so much.
Oh, okay.
All of Amy Adams' songs. Those were what bothered me.
Okay, I can see
I'm having
that.
A me party. What the fuck is that? That was a terrible song. And
I
she
have
had
to
two
say,
songs, and both of them suck donkey balls.
I have to say that her songs are the weakest. I will agree with you there.
That bothered me. And they were so weak, they stood out. That's what bothered me.
Okay,
I enjoyed the rest of it.
So. Okay, it didn't bother you that all her characters' goal was to get married? Or that she was a very old-fashioned feeling character, but they gave her like these certain characteristics, like what she could work on cars or something.
Yeah.
To make her not as 1950s housewife-ish.
Well, I didn't really think about it too much. I guess I'm just not very forward thinking that way about things when I'm watching them up. But we talked about this last week. I just take that at face value, just whatever's on my plate. I just found the characters. The character was a bit cloying, and the songs were of hers were not good. They were not well written. Mm-hmm. And they weren't well sung particularly either. And I really like her.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's very cute. And I think that realistically, if you cast her in that part, that's exactly how she would play. It would be the 1950s, when she winks, when she winks, there's a ping sound, you know? So... that's how I would imagine her to play that role, any role to do with the Muppets. But they also say, Rob, in the article, that there might be a new Muppet.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Oh.
So will Jason Segel be in it? Is he writing it?
I think he said he didn't want to do another Muppet.
Yeah, I don't think he... I'm assuming that he and Amy Adams won't be a part of the new one.
Oh, okay.
Which is fine. I mean, the Muppets are the main attraction, so...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, for me, it was just really fun to see them do the whole opening of the Muppet Show that I remember from being a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the second movie, now that they kind of brought the Muppets back and went over, like, they did some of the old songs, blah, blah, blah. I think now they can do something, like, fresh and mm-hmm. unique, and they don't have to, like, start over anymore, so...
Yeah,
well,
like
they had
reboot.
To put stuff in for the kids, but they also had to put stuff in for the parents, which is why we got Rainbow Connection and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Which is perfectly fine by me because I love Rainbow Connection.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Song ever. So.
Will Henson Studios be bought by Disney before this movie comes out?
That's possible. I mean, Disney and Henson.
They do well. They have the connection. They do have the ride. So
yeah, there is a connection there as well. So I could see that happening.
Awesome. And Mike, you have. Cyber Staff, what's going on?
What about Neil Gaiman?
Oh, he's going to be doing, I guess, in the next half. Is it next year? Let me.
It'll be next year.
Not the second half, but next year, right?
I don't know.
I think it said 2013. So next half, yeah.
Yeah, the next half.
Yeah. So he's going to be doing a Cyberman episode, writing a Cyberman
Doctor
episode.
Who?
Oh, Cybermen are so scary.
And why isn't it letting me look at it? But whatever.
Isn't he doing a show for HBO?
Neil Gaiman? I don't know.
I don't know.
My daughter.
He's lovely to follow on Twitter. I enjoy following
him. He is. I like him. And then Morgan reads so much of his stuff, and she'll just Oh, Neil Gaiman is just brilliant. He's just a genius. He's just, she loves him.
Him and his wife came here and did a perform, like a concert last year. I should have gone. I didn't.
You know what's weird? On the Google Drive app on the iPad, you can't click on the links.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, I just noticed that now. I'm like, all right, let me look at that. Nope, I can't. So there you go. Tip for the day.
But I found the Cybermen much more scary before what's-his-face managed to pry one off with love.
Oh, yeah, before the... what's his name? Rory, not Rory.
Artie something. What's his name?
The guy.
Do you remember his name?
Chubby guy with the baby in the department store.
I was avoiding saying chubby guy.
Department store.
I was avoiding that.
Well, he is. It's not.
Oh, the lodger.
Yeah, the lodger.
What's his name? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Oh,
no.
Well, anyway, everybody knows who
I did like that episode until the very end with the whole, you know.
You can get it off with love.
Yeah, that was kind of a bit, I wasn't really a fan of that part. I thought it was fun other than that, but that,
I like
that
part, the odd couple
ness of it,
yeah. Yeah, I did and then but the end I was like, "Yeah, you didn't really need to do that." Oh, love saved the day. Oh, and also Hobbit tickets started going on pre-sale today as a matter of fact.
Ooh.
For December 14th when that comes out.
Wow.
So. Can I say that am I wrong to say that I will see the movie and I know it's going to be good.
But you're not excited.
I'm not really that excited about it.
I'm not either.
Yeah, I'm not as excited as I thought I would be.
Yeah.
I'll definitely go see it in the theater just because those movies are definitely great on a big screen.
Well, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
They're beautifully made.
But
there you go.
I mean, it's been a long time since the other ones came out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a good excuse for people to have, like, viewing party weekends and just plow through them kind of thing, you know?
I think Jess rewatches all three of them at Christmas time.
Oh, my God.
Is it Christmas that she does it?
I have no idea.
I don't know. One of those holidays, she watches all three back to back.
Isn't it funny how, you know, for instance, my generation had Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And other generations have Lord of the Rings. Like, my husband taught high school, Sunday school class, and the high school boys could not wrap their heads around that my husband had never seen the Lord of the Rings movies because they're their trilogy. Yeah. That's their trilogy.
Yep.
Yeah, it's true. Mm.
And then a certain group has the Harry Potter movies, and a certain group has this. So, yeah, I'm ready to move on to something else.
Yeah. Wonder what it will be.
Mm-hmm.
What will be coming down the pike? Hopefully something new. We need some new, don't you think?
New original good stuff. Yeah.
I'm sure something will pop up.
New original good stuff based on something good from the past.
Yeah,
sure.
That's kind of everything. Yeah.
Basically.
Okay, who has some tech?
Mike? Oh, I do. It's a weird one this week.
Well, with you, it usually is.
Yeah, well, so I follow... Well, I started following this person, because I kind of knew them from the past, but never mind.
Really? Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, no, it was weird.
I follow this person, too, because you told me.
Yeah, no, because, all right, so basically he's a firefighter in Camden, New Jersey, which is I believe the poorest city in America, and also one of the most violent. But, basically he takes shots from the fire truck.
It's poorer than any place in Alabama.
It is the poorest city in America.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's got to be pretty destitute.
Yes.
Well, didn't you say it used to be like a factory town?
And yeah, that was a long time ago. It is directly across the river from Philadelphia, but it is, parts of it are basically a war zone, and other parts there is, you know, just nothing left. But he's a firefighter there, and he just takes random pictures out of the truck during the day of the town. Yeah. And if you have no idea what it's like, you know, because some people just don't have a concept what it's like to be. Imagine being born into this place.
I mean, yeah, and that's what you know.
Complete and utter. There is no escape. And you can, like, these pictures kind of tell that story without judgment or anything. It's just kind of right there in your face.
Right. Yeah. He just puts it as, says what it is. Like, here you go. Take a look.
Yep.
And he doesn't ever make derogatory comments about the people who live there or anything like that. He's just very much about documenting.
Well, I mean, if you're doing anything like that in Camden, you're taking a risk, period. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen at any time.
Yeah, I mean, if he takes pictures of drug dealers standing on the corner, there's nothing stopping somebody from popping him, and he's gone, he's dead, right?
Anything, yeah. I mean, it's just, and it could be two kids playing, or it could be a car, or it could be
walking down the street.
Yeah, what used to be row homes, but now there's one home there. You know, there's one left, and the rest is just rubble.
Can you imagine that?
Because
you lived in a place, and you had a neighborhood, and then all of a sudden you're like,
it's
that'd be horrible.
I mean, it's the town is, you know, it's amazing how bad it is. But I think it gives you a good look as to the reality of what extreme poverty in a urban environment is, and how almost impossible that is to escape. So, but he's Ange 261, so that's ANGE 261 on Instagram. But it's really cool. It's just, you know, it doesn't like blow up his feet or anything. It's usually like two or three here or there. Yeah.
Not like Jan Arden. Jeez.
Who's that?
She's a Canadian musician. And I don't know how many pictures a day she can post of her dog. It's very annoying.
There's never any personal pictures. It's just all.
Oh no, there's sometimes pictures of like really close up of her face.
His are never personal pictures. They're all just of the city. They're just, you know, basically of the city. Yeah, sometimes of fires actually.
I didn't even realize he was on a fire truck, so that's how little
he's a firefighter in the town. Yeah.
Okay, I got a little something under music, which I guess is kind of under tech. Anyway, Groove Shark. Do you all know about Groove Shark? I love me some Groove Shark.
You know what? Not to run into parade, but I used it like maybe a year ago and was like, okay, and moved on. Sorry. I mean, if you're enjoying it, though, that's all that matters.
Did we lose him?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Michaela?
Oh no!
Yeah, she is working.
She got offended.
She hung up. Oh my God! Michaela hung up on us. What the hell? Canadians are so mean.
Maybe they just got Groove Shark.
Yeah, they just got Groove Shark in Canada. It's on the music channel. The official music channel.
Is it Ange 251?
261. ANGE 261.
ANG.
Oh, yeah, because it's based off his last name, I believe. Are you back, Mikhail?
Back?
Or not?
I'm back. Sorry about that. I was so offended by what Rob said.
Yep, we figured you hung up. Yeah.
I just laughed. No, they completely, Groove Shark, anyway, just completely redesigned their site, and it's much better and easier to use. Their site used to be a little bit awkward, but you can build playlists and stuff like that and get all sorts of music without ever having to buying it and stuff like that. Not get it. I mean, it's all streaming. But for me, it's good because I can build my own radio station and then play it at work all day long and stuff like that.
So it's like Spotify?
Yeah, Spotify is what I use. I love Spotify.
Not in my region.
When you finally get Spotify, you will see, you will ditch Groove Shark like right away.
Okay. Well, I will wait till then.
But if that's all you got.
Sorry, Americans. all right. So TV.
I have something quick that I just thought of. Kind of goes techie. So, Windows 8 actually just came out, and I don't know if anyone uses a computer with Windows on it, but
yes,
I have my desktop is Windows, so I upgraded, and I like it. It's different, and it's a little jarring at first because they basically completely get rid of the start menu and they replace it with this whole new interface, which is called Metro, which is basically designed to be a touchscreen interface with, you know, all these big tiles and stuff. So it's designed for touch first. So basically right. You have these two separate interfaces in Windows, which at first is jarring and it's a little weird. But I understand what they're doing. Because basically, if you think about it, Microsoft has not been had good luck with launching any kind of new operating system other than Windows, right? So, you know, like, look what happened to Zune. Look what happened to... Yeah.
To what?
To the... Yeah, exactly.
Zune.
Exactly. So, basically, the only way for them to get their new, you know, touch interface be successful is to include it in Windows. So I totally understand, and it's kind of neat to be able to have, you know, an all-in-one operating system that, you know, it could be a tablet, it could be a PC, whatever. So I get that. So, but definitely after you get past the awkwardness of two separate interfaces, there's a lot to like there. Even if you, like on a desktop, you're mainly going to use the regular normal desktop. And there's a lot of great enhancements that make it worth the upgrade, even if you don't use the Metro interface that much. But it's there in case you want to play around with it, check it out, you know, get apps for it or whatever. So I think actually right now it's $40 to upgrade from any version of Windows. So I think it's worthwhile upgrade, you know, if you care at all about that kind of stuff. But
well, my new laptop will have it on, so I'll be sure and ask you all the questions when I'm lost.
Yes.
Where the hell am I, Rob? How do I get on the internet?
But it's easy to figure out.
Yeah, it's pretty simple and intuitive, I think. It's just different. It's a big step. So
yeah, I've been around since Windows 3.1. So
me too.
Yeah, scary. Okay, TV?
Sure.
Walking Dead?
Wow. Oh my god.
Wow.
They have fixed The Walking Dead.
Completely. I completely agree, yeah. Yep.
Stuff happens.
Yeah. There's actual things happening to the actual characters that things should be happening to.
Yes, they're actually in danger.
Yeah.
Lives are in peril.
Tough decisions.
There's new characters.
Yep.
Oh, it's great.
My jaw was literally open.
Yeah, I was stunned. I really didn't think we were going to lose her that soon.
No,
I was shocked.
Well, you know what? At first, I was like, oh, they're going to puss out and they're going to kill her like this, and we're not going to see the scene. You know, does anybody care if I talk about what happens in the comic?
Spoilers. Go ahead.
Okay, so in the comic, Lori gets shot while holding the baby, and her and the baby get shot.
Oh,
in a battle with some people. I won't get into that, but
isn't it much later too? Right?
It's later. Yeah, they've already been at the prison. They've developed a farm and stuff at the prison. You know, all that kind of stuff. It was later in the prison storyline for sure. It was at the very end of the prison storyline because that's when they ran away.
Yeah.
So this is super early in the way they changed it, but man. The Carl part made it worth it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. He's really improved his character, I think.
Yeah. And you know what? They did it away from the show, like in the 8 months show in the storyline time, the 8 months that they wandered, Carl, I guess, grew up or whatever you want to call it in the zombie world.
Became hardened.
Yeah. But the
And also I think it's mainly because Rick changed.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
As a leader.
Yeah, it became more real. He became more about survival as opposed to, you know, what they were before.
Building a society or whatever they were trying to do.
This is a democracy. Yeah. Everything that happens, we have to stop and talk about it and think about it. Think about the right way to. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the look on Carl's face when he came out.
I said to Dave, I don't think Laurie's the only one that died in there.
Yep. You're going to see I think we'll see the comic Carl's now.
Yeah.
Which is good. That's a good thing.
That sounds concerning.
And poor T-Dog.
And we lost
He finally gets to talk, and they kill him.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I liked him.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I was rooting for T-Dog.
Me too. Yeah. I like how they had him go out. And I liked it also, Lori kind of redeemed herself on the way out too.
Yeah.
With Carl, at least, and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's always good when the characters can kind of redeem themselves in some way. Not that T-Dog needed to be redeemed. I mean, he didn't done anything wrong, but
yeah, but he hadn't done anything really at all.
Yeah, it was nice to see him do something, you know, to save Carol like that at the end.
Yeah. I don't think Carol's dead.
But where is Carol?
She's in the way.
Where is she, though?
I don't know.
How long will she be lost from the group, I wonder? Because that prison's a big place.
I hope nobody else is in there.
And there's zombies all over the place.
I mean, that's what I love about it is that even I'm still reading the comic, but I've read way past where they are now. And I love that they can still keep even, you know, me on my toes and people who read the comic on their toes, because it's a different, it's like the same story, but they take different paths to get there. And it's like, it's really great what they're doing. It really is.
Right.
Like, I love how, whatchamacallit, Michonne and,
Andrea.
Yeah, I was going to call her Lori because that's her real name. Mm-hmm. But, like, I love how they're, stuck in Woodbury together. Like, first, you know, like, it just, it's different, you know, but it's like, I think that they're doing it right.
Yeah, I can't believe Andrea didn't leave. I mean, come on now. And I was sure that he was poisoning her. And then I was sure when she was walking out the door that he was going to hit her in the back of the head or something. Like, the camera angle was so weird. I was like, oh, my God. She's going to walk out of the door after she says goodbye to him. And he's going to clock her in the head or something.
Now, I figure what will happen is she will continue to be enthralled with... With the governor and the town, and then at the end of the season, they'll have a big showdown between Rick's people and the governor's people. I figure.
Now, do you think the governor wants women, because he killed off all the men? Obviously, he wants women for breeding. Is that what that's about?
I would think something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because. He doesn't want too many strong men around, because then that's going to challenge his authority.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Now, I think there's going to definitely be a big issue with Merle.
Yeah, well, he's that's interesting, because he's not in the comics, so he's like another wild card. So, Mike, this brings up a question, and I'm going to be vague about it, but so there's a thing that happens in the comic fairly soon. That's pretty horrific.
Oh, yeah.
Do you still think it's going to happen, or might it happen with different people?
I think it's going to happen with different people.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll happen yet, though, because of the way the story's structured this time, you know?
Yeah, that's true. But I think – you think they're going to tackle it? Because it's – even that – I mean, even, you know, on cable TV, it's still –
It's not going to be able to, there's no way it'll be what it was in the comic. You can make it really impactful on TV.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they will.
Ooh, I can't wait to, can't imagine what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's,
well, if it's shocking, I mean, more shocking than what we've already seen, then that's.
Yes, it is.
you ain't seen nothing yet.
Wow. Okay, so it has to be discussed. Who, you know, unless Herschel's a Silurian baby nanny and he's fully programmed in all the functions of rearing a child, it could be a problem.
I don't think the baby's long for the world. I mean, that's just, you know.
Well, then why not kill the baby like they did in the thing? If they're just going to let a baby wither and die, that's even worse. Don't you think?
Or
are they just going to take a ride into town and get some formula?
I think they'll do that for a while. I think something will happen. Or you know what? They may be able to do the baby thing with...
I think Carol will take care of it.
Either Carol or Glenn and Maggie.
Oh, maybe.
But you still need...
Or who's the other teenager?
What's her name?
Rosalie?
No. What's her name? What's the other daughter's name? Heather? I don't know. I forget. But yeah, I mean, they have her too. I think she's definitely going to be the Sophia replacement. Not the Sophia TV replacement, the Sophia in the comic replacement.
Yeah.
Because Sophia is not dead.
Right.
Right. And like her and Carl have like this thing.
Yeah, that's like his
I could tell they're trying to play that off, but she's way too old for Carl.
Yeah. They definitely made her look younger this week though.
Yeah. I think they're trying to make that relationship happen, but he's a child and she's a teenager.
Yeah, but he's going to age quickly, so it's going
to
match.
Yeah, he will. I think they're trying to close the gap.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing they can really do. I mean, he's not going to stop aging, and they're not going to get rid of him, so they got to kind of work it somehow. Yeah. I think that's the best way to do it and have them too. That'll kind of be his person, you know, that he goes to.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Unless, you know, or they could kill her off. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
I mean, really, they could kill her off. I don't know. I was surprised it was one of the prisoners that came back.
Yeah, that's who was watching them from outside. And stuff.
I thought maybe it was going to be something else. But yeah, that does make sense. It would still be somebody. Yeah.
But how, like, what a great thing to throw into the storyline, I thought. Yeah. Him making all the sirens go off. And you're like, fuck, oh my God, make that stop.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, because he would know the prison. He would know that kind of stuff. So
Yeah. And now we got ourselves a new character. Or two.
Yeah, two. Yeah.
Who's that?
We got Axel.
Oh, yeah. Axel and I don't know. What's the other guy called?
And, oh, gosh, I don't know. Did they actually say his name?
I don't think they did.
We haven't seen him enough to.
Maybe they didn't. I know the one's Axel, though.
Is it I mean, in the comic, we have T-Bone, but that's not... Was it T-Bone? No.
I don't know. See, I don't think they could use it because of T-Dog.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so that wouldn't make sense. Well, anyway. Did you catch when Axel used the... what's his line that he always says?
In
the,
God. He did say... What the hell is it? I know what you're talking about, and he said it.
Yeah. Like, you hear me or something, or whatever. He says it all the time in the comic. That was cool. You follow me.
Yeah, you follow. That's it.
He says it like after everything he says in the comic. He says, you follow me?
And I think the show has found a way to have lighthearted moments within all the intensity.
Yeah.
So well written.
Where it did not have those moments the first two seasons. Right. There was no lighthearted moments at all, ever. Like the governor hitting golf balls and whacking a
Right. I mean,
well, what else are you gonna do with zombies?
Yeah, or like even Axel, you know, trying to talk to Daryl about the bike. He's like, oh, as he's riding away, he's like,
I have a friend who's watching it right now at work, and he's on season 2, like episode 5, and I'm like, just hang in there, just keep going, you're almost there.
I mean, the show is night and day from where it was. It's just.
Yeah. And it was so frustrating because it's the pitch show and it just went out to it.
Oh, you totally cracked up. You're cracking up, Steph.
I'm sorry. I was trying to see about this story about Neil Gaiman.
Oh,
sorry,
you're back. I can't do that. You're back.
Fully. Okay, I'm sorry. That's what was so frustrating about today.
As soon as you started.
Stop clicking on stuff.
I did. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what was so frustrating about the show, because it started out so strong and it had such potential and it just didn't live up to it, and people just stuck with it and just knew that it would eventually turn around, and they finally got the right showrunners to do it.
Well, those first six episodes they put out, you were like, wow, I need more of that now.
Yeah.
I need to see more of that now. And then you got more of it, and you're kind of like, oh, okay. Well, that was good and better than most TV I've seen, but not as good as it was. So I'm glad it is as good as it can be again.
Yeah. I think it started off right in the very, very beginning, and then it just kind of lost its way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it wasn't just about skewing from the comic story. It just didn't even have the feel of the comic at all.
Yeah, well, especially with like the CDC, that whole thing.
That was
like,
but even the Sophia thing, you had no investment.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
They killed her off, but you had no investment in her. It was like, you know, it was
who
like
cares?
A walker dying. You know,
right?
She never did anything. She had no connection with Carl, so you had no connection to her. You know, and she was gone so long. I mean, who, you know, nobody remembered her by the time she was found.
So now, does it have the feeling of the comic?
Yeah, it has the urgency.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there are lulls in the comic, like anything. You know, there's always setup. There's always stuff like that. But the prison storyline is intense.
Mm-hmm.
And they've matched that for sure.
Yeah, okay. It's incredibly well done. I mean, when they're all walking through the yard and then they turn around, there's all these zombies behind them. It was just like, oh, shit, run! Oh, my God.
And the governor stuff is just going to get crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're only touching the surface of him now, and it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. So when he said his name, he told Andrea his name. What did he say? It was Phil or something like that? I can't remember what he said. Is that his name in the comic?
You know. God, it's been so long since I read that one.
I don't remember hearing his name.
Yeah, I don't recall his name necessarily.
Nor do I think that's his actual name either.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, because isn't the family that is in the picture his brother's family?
I don't know. In the comic? I don't remember.
He wasn't the one that had the family and stuff. That was his brother? And his brother had died or something. I don't know.
I believe he had a family, right, Rob?
I think so, yeah.
Maybe one of his family members was around?
Okay. Around.
Yes, okay. All right. I thought I was remembering that correctly. See, that was so long ago in the comic story that it's hard to... And they go through so many people in that story.
It's
hard to connect it all the time, but yeah. I think that's his family.
Okay. All right.
Because he mentioned his daughter this week.
Yeah, but I was under the impression
But he said his wife died in a car accident.
Can you believe anything he says?
No, yeah. I wouldn't. don't be my guest. No.
Okay. And also Battlestar Galactica, Blood and Chrome.
I'm so finally excited. Yeah.
How old is this thing?
2 years they've been talking about it. Then they start talking. Yeah.
It's been forever.
Well, it's supposed to be a new TV series, and then it was going to be a movie, and now it's a web series that's going to be aired as a movie next year.
Yeah, I think so. It was like a movie event. I don't know if it was going to actually go in the theater.
Yeah, not a theater movie, like a TV
on sci-fi. Yeah,
yeah. It was too bad. I mean, Caprica is filmed here. This is probably filmed here as well. And Caprica was just so weak. It was unfortunate.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. It was too bad because it could have been really, really good. But this is set, I think, after the first Clone War.
Yeah, I mean, it's during the action. So it's like, it is. So this is like Adama when he's younger during or after the first war. So I'm excited to see this. I think this could have worked really well as a series. So
yeah, absolutely. And the trailer looks pretty fantastic, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So. But it's starting on Friday. You can watch it on what do they call it? Machinima?
Machinima?
Machinima
Prime. Yeah.
Prime YouTube channel.
Yeah. No, I don't. I'm debating now because I was excited about it. So they're going to air 10 7 to 12 minute episodes, or they're going to air the 2 hour version on Sci-Fi next year. So it's like, do I want to watch like 10 short webisodes, or do I want to wait and watch like a whole 2 hour?
Yeah, watch a movie
thing.
Yeah,
you know, like, I don't want to wait, but like I'd prefer to watch it together. But
yeah, I'd want to watch it as a movie because that's how it was intended.
Yeah,
and exactly. So it's got to run together really nicely, like a movie would. Unless it was specifically made as webisodes, there'd be more of a stop and start, I would think, to it.
Yeah.
And since I would want to see how it was meant to be.
So I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait for all the webisodes to come out and for someone to stitch them together.
And watch it like that.
Problem solved.
Well, I've waited for 2 years. I can wait a few more months.
And just watch it on TV in a 2 hour format.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy, and they've canceled Partners, and that made me sad because I actually thought that was pretty fun. Didn't they? Did they? I said that, and then you got all really surprised. So maybe they didn't.
I hadn't heard that, but I wouldn't be surprised. Like, people like hate this show.
Why?
Yes. Or like when somebody will talk about the worst show on television, they're talking about Partners.
And that is, I don't
know. the cast is great. Now, sometimes they will have, the jokes will be like, yeah, I got that joke 10 minutes ago when you started it. You drug that joke out too long or whatever. Yeah. But I don't know. I think that cast is adorable.
I agree. I think it's really a funny cast. I think that the boyfriend's hair kind of drives me a little bit crazy. Like, because he's got that weird toupee thing going on. I don't know what his name is.
David Krumholtz.
You know, the one that was on Numbers. Ugly Betty? The guy that was on Ugly Betty? His boyfriend has this crazy weird, I don't know what's going on with his hair. Really good looking guy. He reminds me of Superman.
That is Superman.
Oh, is it? Oh, well, that would be why. Okay. He's just like crazy weird hair. I don't know why. So, I don't know what's going on there. But I like it. I like the show. I hope. Yeah. They're saying that it's most certain to be canceled. I thought it was already. Anyway, sorry, Steph, if it's not. Oh. I'm a big fat liar. Made in Jersey and Partners are certain to be canceled.
No, they were already. Made in Jersey was already canceled, right?
Yeah. Well, we can hope so.
No, I think it was canceled a while ago. Yeah. I thought it only aired like a couple episodes or something, but
Animal Practice was canceled, and I was really looking forward to see what the monkey did every week.
Eat the monkey, yes.
it was the only good part of the show.
I only saw the Super Bowl one. I thought it was terrible, but I know you've been following the monkey closely. Oh, you know
what? Is that Annie's boobs?
What's that?
Is that the same monkey as Annie's boobs? I bet it is. It's probably the
probably.
Same.
Probably. I've been watching 666 Park Avenue. It's been getting... Uh-huh. I'm actually liking it.
Oh, should I have started watching that one then?
You know, it's not a great show by any stretch of the imagination, but for a... I would say it's a fun... Fun, soapy, supernatural type show. I think it's found its groove a little bit.
I like the first episode, but like honestly, I have so much to catch up on that I just haven't had time. I was like, you know what? I deleted it off my DVR. I figure if it ends up being really good, I'll catch it later. But I just
they're kind of developing a storyline, like a. God, I just drew a blank. Episode. Did I cannot think of arc. Yeah, story arc. Oh my God. Jeez, what is wrong with me? But yeah, they're kind of getting a little bit of a story arc, but it's not like overbearing or anything like that. It still kind of keeps its light feel. It's not, but Terry O'Quinn's really good. I didn't think he would be enough to hold me there, but him and Vanessa Williams, I really like in it. So
yeah.
I mean, it's not great by any stretch, but I find it really entertaining. I think it's kind of it kind of figured out what it is now, and it's good with that, you know.
Well, if you like action, Hunted is a spy show on Cinemax.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that.
And it's just like nonstop action.
Huh.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, a friend of mine's watching it. He was telling me about it the other day. And he mentioned it was on Cinemax. I'm like, really? Like that just it struck me that it was on Cinemax.
I don't even know if we get that here. The name sounds too fancy for us here.
You don't
it's
get
not like Skinemax? Cinema TV.
You don't get Skinemax?
No.
Skinemax.
I don't think so. Maybe.
I believe Emmanuel 27 is on at midnight.
Holy moly.
Oh, rest her soul. She just died, by the way.
That's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It looks like I might be premature on the Partners thing. It looks like everyone just keeps saying it looks like it's going to be canceled, but is not in fact canceled. It's going to get canceled. So I'm keep saying that. So
I think everybody hates it so much that they are surprised that it hasn't been canceled.
I don't understand why. It's funny.
It is.
I think it's funny. I think the part between Sophia Bush and I don't know his name, the guy that was on Ugly Betty. I think their relationship is hilarious.
Yeah.
Especially like the key episode where I have to give the key back. I didn't want to give the key back. It was quite funny.
Oh, did you see Is it this week? Or, did you see this week's episode?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's cute.
Oh, I'll check it out. Okay. I'll check it out. All right. Anyone else got any other TV?
I've been watching Dexter and Homeland this season, and I love both of those shows so much.
I'm collecting Homeland, and then I'm watching
it. Oh, Homeland is so good.
Yeah.
It's just been really tense. Like, and I know Dexter is hit or miss for some people, but I feel like the season's really, really tense as well. And I don't know. I think it's really good. Is it anyone else watching? Or?
Yeah, I'm watching Dexter. It's fine. It's fine. But yeah, Homeland is a show for adults. Not that it's a show for, but it's for grown-up, intelligent people.
Yeah, yeah. You do have to have kind of like, I feel like you enjoy it more if you are not a complete moron, I guess. Yeah.
That's a good endorsement.
I don't want to say you have to be like smart to watch.
Yeah, you don't have to. It's not like for elitists, but it's just it's not
for dumbasses.
It's not dumb.
Which is nice to have some not dumb TV.
But you have to use your noggin a little bit, I think, to enjoy it. Yeah, it's not dumb TV. I think it's very smart. It's very tense. I think it's controversial. I mean, you're dealing with terrorism and things like that. So that's stuff that, is prominent right now, so it's very good.
Awesome. Okay. So TV's settling in. Let's see what we get in the new year, I guess. Yes. In between now and then, we have a Doctor Who Christmas special. Yay!
Oh, yeah, that's right. With Oswin. Or
we'll see.
Whatever her name may be. The new hot companion.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, she's so cute.
She's cute.
Okay, so we have feedback. We have feedback, Mike. I'm very excited.
I'm actually ready for
it. Oh, my God.
Yep, I know. This is a shock. This is from Ina from Norway, who we discussed earlier.
All right.
What the heck?
What the heck? I thought you were ready.
I was, but you know what I didn't do? I didn't plug in my headphone thing all the way into my phone, and that's why you only heard it coming out of the speakers of my phone.
Oh.
So much for that.
This is Ina from Norway. I'm loving the podcast. This is my first feedback. First, I want to congratulate you on the re-election of Barack Obama. 4 more years. Yay! That's awesome. Yeah, and I hope you guys in the New York, New Jersey area back to normal again after the hurricane.
Nope.
Can't imagine New York being blacked out and almost empty of people. It's such a vibrant city. Full of life. Rob, I have to agree with you that Europe is awesome and Rome is very beautiful. I love that city. I've also been around Italy a bit. We went there for a honeymoon 10 years ago, soon to be 10 years ago, and it's really great. If you want to go back there, I can give you a few pointers. And if you go back to Europe, swing by Oslo. I'm just nearby. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
I believe she was in New York recently, right? Like last few months?
In the summer, right? Yeah, I believe so. Awesome. Thank you.
I would love to go to Norway.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I would see it.
Yeah, I know Steph is moving there.
Yes, I'm immigrating. I'm filling out my paperwork.
That would be one hell of a move, Alabama to Norway.
No kidding.
Just imagine, they would really get a kick out of me. They would enjoy me.
They would.
It just seems like a really interesting country to go to, and it's I told you I was watching. I think I tweeted Steph. I was watching House Hunters, and it was in Norway. And apparently,
I know, I've looked for it. I can't find it.
Yeah, apparently it was really expensive to live in Norway.
Really?
Yeah, apparently. In some, I guess, yeah, in city areas or whatever. But they were talking about the amount of time people have off and stuff. I'm like, oh my God, why don't I live in Norway?
Yeah.
Well, and from Ina's pictures, it's beautiful there.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Her Instagram pictures are amazing. Yeah, it's like what you would imagine, you know, all the colorful houses and things like that. Yeah, oh. Let's all move to Norway.
I'm okay here, really.
You got your pot, that's why.
I'm sure they have pot in Norway, too.
Probably.
Hey, in Washington, it's legal.
That's
I might
right.
move there.
Washington and Colorado.
Holy shit.
Yes.
All right.
Is it going to stick, though?
I think so. I don't think you'll see federal intrusion into that, because they're only talking about small amounts. I think up to 1 ounce, I believe, is what both laws were.
There you go.
So it wasn't like anything substantial. And in reality,
marijuana is excellent.
Yeah, it's a waste of time putting people in jail for
I have no dog in the fight. You know what I mean?
Either, yeah.
But medicinal marijuana, that is ridiculous.
just
go ahead and make it all legal if you're going to do it.
Exactly.
But there are very specific, I mean, like indica is a specific form of marijuana that is known to fight inflammation. You know, if you live with chronic pain like I do, that's something you want to know about. You know, I've seen situations where there's this one woman who makes what's called mother's milk, and she takes dried marijuana leaves and she grinds it down and she puts it into milk and she boils it up. And her son, who's got like cerebral palsy or something, he's in his late teens, so it's not like she's giving dope to a 10-year-old. He shakes all the time until he drinks that, and then his body is calm. You know, how can you take that away? You know, like. It's important.
Well, I'm just saying, make it all legal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I don't mean you. I know.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous that, you know, like 6 out of 10 people in prison are in prison because of marijuana. It's a ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
and what's that costing the economy,
yeah, it's just
right?
silly at this point, yeah.
Just make it legal and tax it. People are going to do it anyway,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
I mean,
don't murder people when they're on marijuana. They can't get off the couch, be bothered. You know, it's good for the economy because people buy more snacks.
Yeah, they get a lot of snack food. That's right.
It would be a pretty big boost to the economy, I think.
Yeah. People don't get in their cars and get stoned and drive around real fast.
Well, did you see what the Colorado governor said after it passed?
No.
He said, don't go out and buy your Cheetos and something else right away.
Scooby snacks. Why do you think they called them that?
That's it.
What do you think they were doing in that magic van? All right. You know what time it is, don't you, Steph? It's time for Michaela's Got Questions.
Oh, I can't wait. Let's do
questions
it.
Questions for Stephanie. All right. Ready? Let's
go.
Stephanie, what is your favorite movie?
Okay. I have two answers because, like, I've got an answer for a security question online. I always say Star Wars.
Okay.
And, but really, it's kind of hard to say what my favorite movie is because I love so many movies. But my favorite movie, the movie that pops in my head when you ask me what is my favorite movie, it's In the Mood for Love.
Oh.
It's a Hong Kong Wong Kar Wai movie. It's just beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Is it a love story?
It's like,
with that name?
Yes, it's like Mad Men in Hong Kong. It's, you know, in the 1950s. In Hong Kong, it's so populous that, you know, like a family will rent out rooms to couples. And so in one house, there are several couples living there. And this man and this woman meet. And they find out that their spouses are having an affair.
Oh.
And so they
just meet, like, by chance, the two of them?
They live there in a house.
Right. Oh, but they realize their spouses are having an affair with each other? Okay.
and they're just, they're so distraught, and they're trying to understand, or the wife is, the woman, is trying to understand how this could happen. And it's just a beautiful, the soundtrack is gorgeous, the cinematography, Christopher Doyle is the cinematographer, he's so talented, and it's a beautiful movie, it's just a lush.
Nice. Okay, what is your favorite TV show, current and of all time?
Well, of course, Buffy is my favorite television show of all time. But I really love it. You know, when I say that Vampire Diaries is my favorite show and I love Buffy, it sounds like I really like vampires.
That's what Dave says. You like any show that's got vampires and is set in high school.
That's what my husband says. It's not really that. But I don't know, Vampire Diaries is what I look forward to the most right now.
Yeah. Are you a fan of Star Trek or Star Wars?
Both, but mostly Star Wars. Okay. We've started Star Trek, the original series. We've seen half of the first season.
I'm a Next Genner, personally.
Well, I love Next Gen, and I just don't ever finish, but I started watching Voyager, and I am a fan of the Voyager theme song.
Yeah. They just started playing Voyager on, like, some channel here. They started playing they played the pilot last night, so I watched it. So, that was kind of interesting. What would your superpower be?
I don't know that I'd just had energy. I'd just be happy with energy. I don't know.
That's too funny. What do you like to do when you're not online?
Not online.
Silly question.
Sleep. What do I do when I'm not watch movies?
Okay. Do you believe in alien life?
I would not rule it out. Anything is possible, but I seriously doubt that there's aliens.
Okay. What's your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Okay. What did you want to be when you grew up?
A Dallas Cowgirl cheerleader.
Awesome. That's awesome. All right. And finally, Stephanie Smith, what is your favorite swear word?
Son of a mother.
Oh, that's plain and safe.
Look, I am the parent of a 14-year-old when your child comes into this world and they are pure and precious, and you just try to shield them from ugliness, and so you watch your mouth for 14 years, and then you discover that your precious child has got the biggest potty mouth in the world. Awesome. I mean, she doesn't care. She just lets it fly.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, well, man. Thank you for answering Michaela Scott question. That was very cool. All right. What else? Anybody got anything else they want to talk about? Or shall we let Mike go to bed before he has to get up at 2 o'clock Mike. In the morning?
In 5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's better than the nights that I have to stay up all night. So,
okay,
I'll take that as a positive.
All right, let's wrap this up then for poor old Mike there.
Sure.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us, Steph. It's been a real pleasure having you here.
Oh, thanks.
And of course, we can find Steph on What's On with Steph and Dez, Potential Cast, Redemption Cast, and I think that's it for right now.
That's right? It for right now. Mm-hmm.
That's it for now. Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. All right, and you can find us at Chatter at chatterboxpodcast.com, and you can send us email like Ina did. Thank you.
Yes.
And you can find us on the web at chatterboxpodcast.com. You can find me on Twitter at August95. You can find...
And I just changed to Doc accidentally. You can find me at RenMite.
Rob Venger.
I'm Steph Smith.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. See you later.
Bye.
Woo.